Tone, eyeing inside. One ball, no strikes. I'm no meteorologist, but severe doesn't sound great. Definitely want to be on the road by that point and not playing baseball. 1-0 pitch. Change plops in on the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike on Gouldberg, who has been the man stationed in the nine spot for most of this series. He's up to the sixth spot today in the order, and he's deserved it. A three-hit game earlier in the series, four hits overall. He's knocked in a couple runs. 1-1. He fouls it straight back. One ball, two strikes. Jeremy Eierman doubled to begin this inning, the second hit allowed by Reagans. Gave up an infield single to Chase Kalibuig in the first, but got a six unassisted three-double play to end the frame. 1-2. Fouled straight back again. Still one ball, two strikes. And Reagans still in the search of his first strikeout. Strikeouts have come pretty easily for Reagans in his first three starts. 12 and two-thirds innings entering today's play. 17 whiffs. He rocks in the 1-2. Down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Gouldberg, right-handed batter at the plate. Reagans, the lefty from the third base side of the rubber, looks in for his sign. He's got it. From the stretch, he ships in the 2-2. Chopper on the ground is short. Duran has it to the belly. Throws onto first base. High, not in time. Gouldberg would have beaten it out anyway. Infield single. Eierman on to third.
Catcher William Simonite
makes his way to the plate. But Duran was playing deep and short and kind of took his time coming in on that ball. Gouldberg runs very well and hustles out every single ball he puts in play. An infield single, runners on the corners. Rough Riders up 3-0, bottom half of the second. First pitch to the right-handed batting Simonite, a swing and a miss. 0-1. Outfield straight up. Infield slightly to pole against the catcher who played first base yesterday from the Wake Forest Demon Deacon. Reagans, the 0-1. A swing and a miss. Good changeup diving away off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. That changeup is the best pitch for Reagans. A four-pitch guy, fastball, curveball, slider, change, and that changeup is one of the best pitches in the Rangers organization. A long hold for the lefty, 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a high fastball. Simonite tried to check his swing, couldn't do it. He went around, and it's the first strikeout for Reagans. Comes in a big spot, two outs now, and Jake Settleson bats. Runners on the edges. Settleson in from the right side. Reagans looks in for a sign, he has it, and delivers home. High fly ball hit to center. Strom back a couple steps. Stutter steps comes in and makes the catch to retire the side. Good job by Cole Reagans to work out of the jam. No runs, two hits, no errors, and those two hits left stranded. Top three coming up, 3-0 Rough Riders on a Sunday afternoon on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 3-0, top half of the third inning in Midland, Texas. Zach Bigley with you. Hope you guys are enjoying your Sunday afternoon. First pitch home to Duran. He swings, sends it high in the air to center field, and Chase Kalabuig back a couple steps. Now he comes in. Now he comes sprinting in and makes the catch. Boy, we've been talking about the wind, and that time it fooled Kalabuig badly.
No batting, number 57, Dustin
still
Harris.
Is able to put away for the first out. One away, and Dustin Harris hits now. Rough Riders out in front, 3-0 in this series finale. Frisco has taken 3 of the first 5. Pitch home to Harris. Slithers across in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Harris 0-for-1 today, a ground out back to the pitcher in the first inning. 0-1. He swings, fouls it off Simonite, the catcher, 0-2. Rough Riders played a day game in game one of this series. It was an education day to start things off. And the Rockhounds walked it off against Frisco 4-3. The offering home. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. And the Rough Riders took it out on them with a vengeance in game two. A 10-5 victory with a season-high 17 hits. 1-2. Inside on Harris. Nearly clipped the jersey. 2-2. Game three, a 7-5 victory for the Rough Riders. Good start from Cody Bradford going 5 innings. 2-2. Hard ground ball up the middle, and that sneaks into center for a base hit. And Dustin Harris, a 1-out single. Rough Riders' third hit today. That brings Blaine Krim up, who singled to start the 3 runs second inning for the Rough Riders. Yesterday, game 5 of the series, the Rockhounds picked up their second victory. A 7-4 win over Frisco. Scoring the first 7 runs of the game combined. The pitch. Fouled straight back. 0-1 on Krim, Riders' first baseman. Frisco up 3-0. Rough Riders have a chance to win their third series out of the first 4. 0-1 toss. Harris takes off, pitches down low and inside. Throw to second. In time to get him. Harris was just caught stealing twice all of last year. It's the first time he's caught stealing today, or I should say this year and today. And it's 2 away now here in the third. He's 3-for-4 on the season now. Caught stealing 2-4, 1-1 on Krim, the offering home. Low off the outside corner, 2-1. Frisco entering the month of May with the best record in the Texas League. 2-1. Krim takes a high strike on the outside corner. Top of the zone slider from Milburn, and it's 2-2. 13-7 with the first month of the season. Not too bad. 2-2. High fly ball hit deep to right field. Selman back near the warning track. He's looking up at the wall. See ya! Blaine Krim homers for the second time in his many days. His third home run of the season. Rough Riders out in front 4-0. He picks on the short porch again in right field into the bullpen. And Blaine Krim, 2-for-2 today, starting to get his stroke back.
Now batting number 5, Justin Foscue.
His second opposite field home run in as many days. That short porch coming in handy as the Rough Riders have now hit 18 home runs in their last 12 games. Here's Justin Foscue now, the pitch. He spoils it foul out of play, up over the netting into the seats right side. 0-1.
State Farm agent Abraham Gutierrez, foul ball.
Justin Foscue walked and scored back in the second. Wine back in the 0-1. He swings, drills it deep down the left field line. This one is ticketed for the Riders' bullpen, and it's foul. Couldn't quite keep it fair down the left field line into the Riders' bullpen. Nearly back-to-back shots into each bullpen. Wine back, 0-2. Vosku swings, hits it in the air to center. Calabui started back, now comes racing in, still sprinting in, slides, he can't get it. It's off his glove and kicks towards the infield. Vosku hustles up to second, and he's in there without a throw. So he doesn't get the home run, he gets a double instead. It's his fifth double of the season, his fourth here in this series. And Josh Stowers bats. Rough Riders out in front, 4-0. That's their third hit here in this inning. Stowers flew out to left field to the wall, barely missing a home run himself his first time up. First pitch. He takes a strike. Outside corner at the belt, 0-1. Blaine Krim, the second home run of the season, make it his third. Second home run of the series. Now Vosku at second for Stowers. 0-1. High and inside. It hit him on the left shoulder. He spikes the bat down in frustration. He was hit on the helmet 2 days ago, and ooh, that one hurt. A fastball high and tight. He walks all the way over to the Riders' dugout. And now bends his knees, put his hands on his knees, right next to the warning track on the left side. Ichi Takazawa, the Riders' trainer, comes walking over, and he's going to go check on Stowers just to make sure he's okay. Oh. Stowers was hit earlier this season right above the left elbow. And you should have seen the size of it. It was like somebody packed two baseballs underneath his skin. It was swelled up so badly. Missed a couple games, but didn't go on the IL, and now he's plunked on the left shoulder. And he's going to be all right. That's going to swell up again. Oh, just feel sorry for him. He's got to start wearing an elbow pad. Oh, runners at first and second. Two outs, and here's David Garcia. Stowers tough. Takes his lead from first. Garcia, an RBI single in the second. Riders up by four. Milburn's pitch. Change up, outside edge for a strike, 0-1. We play in the top of the third. Already action out of the bullpen for Midland. Milburn has had a tough go at it this year. And nothing has changed here in start number four. The pitch. Soft tapper foul, first baseline. 0-2. I should say game number four. Start number three. The fewest runs he's allowed in a game this year, three. He's allowed as many as six. 0-2. Garcia grounds it right back up the middle, right to Ironman, the shortstop, who picks behind the second base bag, throws onto first, and gets the Riders' catcher for the final out here in the third. Damage done for the Rough Riders, though. One run on three hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. Solo home run for Blaine Krim, and the Rough Riders lead 4-0 as we maneuver to the last of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders up 4-0 as we go to the home half of the third. Cole Reagans has allowed 3 hits so far, picked up 1 strikeout through 2 shutout innings, and he deals home to Selman. Out on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Shane Selman, Max Schumann, Chase Calabui, 9-1-2 for the A's-affiliated Rockhounds. 0-1. High pop-up. Right side, foul territory. Krim over near the warning track. He just turns into a spectator as it goes into the spectators. Fan tried to make a barehanded catch. He went off of his hand, and then he had the wherewithal to grab it before it went squirting away under the seats. 0-2 on Selman, the right fielder in the 9 spot. Reagan's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball down low and inside. Selman couldn't catch up. One away. Second strikeout for Reagan's. One time through the order. Max Schumann steps in now. Top of the order for the Rockhounds. Reagan's out of Tallahassee, Florida. It's a very talented high school player. Pitch home. Breaking ball down low and inside, 1-0, and you have to be very talented to stand out in Florida, especially with all the very talented baseball players they have coming in out of those ranks. 1-0. Curveball high and outside, 2-0. At North Florida Christian High School, as a senior, he struck out 104 batters over 90 innings. 2-0. Changeup darts inside, and it's 3-0. While owning a 0.90 ERA. Dominant stuff. 3-0 pitch. Top of the zone, a strike, and it's 3-1. The left-hander studied Cole Hamels growing up, and you can really see it in his delivery in pretty much every way he goes about pitching out on the mound. 3-1. A strike on the inside corner, and it's 3-2. And as luck would have it, when Reagan's was selected in 2016 in the first round, Cole Hamels was on the Rangers. 3-2. Line back up the middle of Foscue. The second baseman leaps up, can't get it. It's into center. A single for Max Schumann. One out base runner here in the third with the Riders leading 4-0. Here's Chase Calabui. Well, they say don't meet your heroes, but that was far from the case for Cole Reagans, because Hamels took him under his wing throughout the entirety of spring training in 2017. Here's the stretch, and the pitch on the way. Calabui swings, smacks it foul into the netting left side, 0-1. Everywhere Hamels went, Reagans went with him. He talked to him a lot about the mental side of the game. So funny, he spent all this time physically emulating him, but he was really able to pick his brain about the mental side and how important it was to really look at things at a smaller picture, look at the grand picture as much. He's ready. He throws over to first, just a lob toss to keep Schumann back. The story doesn't end there. In July of 2021, Reagans was promoted to Frisco from High A. Here's the set. And the 0-1. Schumann takes off. Pitches low and away. Throw down to second. Not in time. Schumann swipes the bag. It's his 9th steal of the season. That ties the Riders, J.P. Martinez, for 3rd in the Texas League in steals. One ball and 1 strike. Here's the set. And the offering. Low off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Well, when he was first promoted to Double-A Frisco, that same day that he arrived, Cole Hamels happened to be throwing in Frisco. Here's the set. And the 2-1. Fly ball hit to center field. Kellen Strom racing back just shy of the warning track. Banana routes into left center. He's under it, makes the catch. Fly ball out to center, and there are two away here in the third for Zach Gelof. 4-0 Rough Riders. Hamels was a free agent at the time. With his strong relationship with the Rangers, they were able to set up a chance for him to throw in front of scouts at Riders Field. Reagans was able to go up to Cole, and of course, Cole remembered him. And those two got to reconnect, and it was a really fun moment for Cole Reagans. Reagans looks in for his sign. He's got it. And offers him to Gelof. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Gelof 0-1, grounded into a double play back in the first inning. Here's the set. Lefty from the third base side of the rubber. Peers back at second and Schumann. 0-1. High and outside. Back pick down to second. Good throw. Not in time. Schumann sliding to the back left corner of the bag. Just got around the tag. A perfect throw from Garcia. And Foscue laid down the tag just late. One ball, one strike on Gelof. Here's the left-hander's pitch. Inside edge, a strike of the knees, 1-2. Coincidentally, MLB Pipeline just tweeted about 30 seconds ago that Glenn Otto has graduated from the top 30 list for MLB.com. Now in the major leagues. And Cole Reagans is number 30 now. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So the number 30 prospect in the Rangers organization by MLB.com picks up his third strikeout, and he's through three shutout innings. No runs, a hit, no errors, runner left on base. We go to the top of the fourth. 4-0 Rough Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specifically designed to help teams connect with their fans to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at goandeater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders up 4-0 as we go to the top of the fourth. Kellen Strom into the right-handed batter's box. And he calls time, steps out. Matt Milburn back into his windup in the first pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom bounced back to the hill in the second. Milburn tried to throw home to get Justin Foscue, but he threw wildly back to the backstop, allowing a run to score. 1-0. Strom watches a strike on the outside edge of the knees. 1-1. So Strom reached on the fielder's choice and an error. He's 0-1 today. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. The former high school football standout at Sheldon High School in Eugene, Oregon. Pinwheels the bat out to the hill in the 1-2. Off the outside corner, 2 balls, 2 strikes. He won Offensive State Player of the Year his final season. Started out as a wide receiver. And then when his quarterback got injured, he filled in. 2-2. Check swing on a pitch down low and inside. He was able to hold up. 3 balls, 2 strikes. You may have heard of his high school quarterback, Justin Herbert, who's now the quarterback in the NFL for the Chargers. Those two are still best friends, and they talk almost every day. 3-2. High and inside, ball 4. Strom works a leadoff walk here in the 4th inning. Second time the Rough Riders have had a leadoff base runner in this game. And Trey Hairbands. Hair in the 9 spot. 4-0 Rough Riders, top of the 4th inning. Strom said he's got the chance to go to a few Chargers games to go and watch his buddy Justin. He went to 4 last year alone. Pitch home. Air watches high and away, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. He says that it doesn't matter what kind of Justin Herbert you see on TV. He's the same old guy I knew from high school whenever we hang out. Here's the set. And the 1-0 pitch. Hare bunts down the third baseline. Milburn comes off the hill, fields with the glove, fires onto first base, and gets him by a step. Strom down to second, a sacrifice bunt for Trey Hare. 1-3 on the putout. One away, and J.P. Martinez at the top of the Riders' order. Stands in from the left side. Frisco up 4-0. Here's the set, and the pitch home. Down low and inside. Simonite slides across the dirt on his knees to his right to block it. 1 ball, no strikes. Said he remembers games where right after Herbert's done, they go and hang out back at the house, play video games, and Herbert is iced from head to toe, all bruised up. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And they're just hanging out like nothing's happening. Strom takes his lead from second. Here's the set and the 1-1 on the way. A throwback towards second. Strom dives back in head first. Strom, good speed. Good athleticism to get back to the bag. One-one. Check swing. High strike. 1-2. They play Martinez to the opposite way in the outfield. Milburn's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down low and inside on the left-handed batter. Martinez strikes out. Milburn's first K today. Ground ball specialist. Comes away with his first, and Ezekiel Duran steps in now. He's usually a ground ball specialist. Not as much today, though. A lot of fly balls. When you look up and down the scorecard. First pitch to Duran. Fastball sears the outside edge for a strike, 0-1. Came in with a 41% ground ball rate, which is just a little bit under what you'd say for a ground ball specialist, but his entire career has been about 45% and up. 0-1. High fly ball hit to left field. Goldberg back to the warning track. He settles under it and makes the catch right on the warning track. Third fly out to the warning track today for Ezekiel Duran, and Rough Riders are turned away in the 4th. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base. Bottom 4 coming up. Rough Riders out in front 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Ho,
help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagan's back into his wind. First pitch to Jeremy Ironman. He swings, fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders up 4-0 as we go to the home half of the fourth inning from Midland, Texas, Momentum Bank Ballpark on this Saturday. Make it a Sunday afternoon. These days are getting all mixed up. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Change up in there for a strike on the inside edge, 0-2. Rough Riders falling last night, snapping a three-game winning streak, but in the driver's seat right now, leading 4-0 in the fourth. 0-2. High drive, deep to left field, forget it. That one is crushed way out of here to left. Jeremy Ironman with a solo home run, his fourth home run of the year, and it's 4-1 Rough Riders. Lovely horn, that's our favorite. And Jordan Diaz bats now. Man, they blast that horn here. Here's the wind back and the pitch home. Diaz swings, fouls it back into Garcia's glove, and it's 0-1. Oh, Ironman was coming in with three home runs in that series against Wichita before this set. 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike, and he tattooed a double off the wall. In the second, he gets into that one, drives it out of the ballpark to left field. 1-1. Down low and inside. Two balls, one strike. Fifth hit today for the Rockhounds. 2-1. Check swing and a miss, and a good pitch off the outside corner, 2-2. It's not surprising that both these teams have five hits here in the fourth inning. They're two of the best teams offensively in the league and in all minor league baseball as well. A pitch clock violation for strike three. Diaz didn't get in the box. A pitch clock violation with two strikes, and he strikes out without a pitch coming home to him. I'm going to be honest, I don't know how to mark that. I guess it's a strikeout for Cole Reagans. It's got to go on his ledger, his fourth strikeout. And Michael Goldberg steps in now. The wind back and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball down low and inside. One ball and no strikes. I guess you go looking? Looking? Swinging? I don't know. We'll see how that's officially marked. Here's the wind back and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss and a good change off the outside corner. Count evens at 1-1. It officially goes in as a strikeout on an automatic strike. In the book. Very odd. The pitch. Grounded, third baseline, and foul. One ball, two strikes. So I guess we'll go K-A? I guess. Making it up as we go along here. 4-1 Rough Riders. Home half of the fourth inning. One run in for Midland. 1-2. Inside. Two balls, two strikes. One of the oddities that's going on in the minors right now, the pitch clock is so far accelerated this year. 2-2. High pop-up, right side, Blaine Krim under it into foul territory. The first baseman makes the catch, and there are two down. That's the thing is the umpires, to their credit, are really enforcing it. There's no warning. They enforce it right away. William Simonite steps in from the right side. 4-1 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fourth. Reagan's back into his windup. He pitches home. A high fly ball hit well to left field. Harris back. Now comes in a couple steps. Makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the fourth inning. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Top five coming up. Rough Riders up 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall. Goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce, and just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
The Riders are back on the road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher for the Midland Rockhounds in the top half of the fifth inning. It's Nick Heiberger who takes over for Matt Milburn. Milburn in his eighth career appearance against Frisco. His sixth career start didn't go exactly how he wanted it to. Four innings. He allowed four runs, three earned on five hits, one strikeout, two walks. And he gives way to the hard-throwing right-hander, Heiberger, who we've seen plenty of times this series. Heiberger last threw on the 28th, 3 days ago. Just a third of an inning to get out of a very tough ninth. Part of a back-to-back day appearances for him through a one inning the night before that, allowing one run on two hits. Dustin Harris, the first man against him in the fifth inning. Riders leading by three. Right-hander against lefty. First pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Harris singled up the middle in the third. Was caught stealing for the second out of the inning. 1-0 pitch. Hard grounder, first base side, backhanded stop. Jordan Diaz, race to the bag. He wins it. One away. Ball was hit so hard, Diaz backhanded it, took him all the way back to his backside. He had to get up and sprint on to first base to get Dustin Harris, who runs well for his size. Harris, 6'2", 185, and he can really move. Blaine Krim bats now. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a homer. Couple runs scored. First pitch. Takes a fastball, inner edge of the knees for a called strike, and it's 0-1. We were talking earlier about it's weird to see Krim with league average looking stats right now. 0-1, down low, and it's one ball and one strike. Hey, how about he answers that by going 2-for-2 to start things with a home run? It'll help everything just a little bit. 1-1. A strike in the outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes. Krim's a guy who it wouldn't surprise you at all if he is somehow in the big leagues in September. He is that kind of offensive weapon. 1-2. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. He's going to surprise you with his athleticism and with his ability to barrel up the baseball. 2-2. Fouled away right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Great clubhouse guy to go along with it. Bases clear, 4-1 Rough Riders, top half of the fifth, one out. Heiberger, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him down low and inside. Two outs. Nasty two-seamer from Heiberger.
Now batting number five, Justin Foscue.
Justin Foscue bats now for the Rough Riders. He's reached twice today. Double and a walk and a run scored. Heiberger, 28 years old, from the first base side of the rubber, comes set. The pitch. Foscue a check swing. He holds up on a pitch low and away, 1-0. 5'11", 200-pounder out of Creighton. Originally a 30th rounder back in 2016. 1-0. Hard grounded to third, eats up Geloff, but he barehands it off the dirt, throws onto first, and still retires Foscue for the final out of the fifth inning. First 1-2-3 inning of the day for the Rockhounds pitching staff. The first inning of work for Nick Heiberger. 4-1 Rough Riders, home half of the fifth coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bo Reagans winds, deals to Jake Settleson. A hard liner down the left field line. That's in there for a base hit. Settleson up to first. He rounds, thinks better about going to second. A good strong throw by Dustin Harris. Got a leadoff single for Jake Settleson.
Right fielder Shane
Sixth
Salmon.
Hit for Midland. Shane Salmon bats. 4-1 Rough Riders, home half of the fifth inning. Cole Reagans from the third base side of the rubber will have to work from the stretch. He comes set, kicks and deals. High pop-up, right side, foul territory, and that one floats out of play. 0-1. Rough Riders, if you're just joining us, put up three runs in the top of the second. RBI single from David Garcia. A run scoring on an error as Justin Foscue came home, and Trey Hare knocked in another run with an RBI groundout. 0-1. Selman takes high, 1-1. Rough Riders increase their lead with one run in the third on a solo blast by Blaine Krim to the opposite field. His third of the season. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a good change off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. And then Jeremy Ironman answered back with a run in the bottom half of the fourth with his fourth home run of the season, a solo shot to left. That's our scoring today. 1-2. Iron inside. Count levels at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here on Selman in the 9 spot. 0-9 in the series so far. Reagans with the 2-2. He swings and misses. Got him off the outside corner. Fifth strikeout for Reagans. Here's the first out of the fifth. And Max Schumann at the top of the order steps in. Schumann, 1-2. Singled back in the third and then stole second, was stranded right there. Reagans deals home. Schumann shows bunt. Curveball slips high and outside. One ball, no strikes. The Rockhounds hit a ton of home runs in that series against Wichita. Hit 11 in the six-game series. 1-0 pitch. A strike across the outside corner, 1-1. And then they hadn't hit a series for the first four games of this series. That was until yesterday. 1-1. Outside. Two balls, one strike. Chase Kalawig with a home run in the first inning. And then Ironman with a home run today in the fourth. The Rough Riders have still only allowed five home runs in 12 road games this year. 1-2. Or 2-1, I should say. Misses up high. And now it's three balls and one strike here on Schumann. Rough Riders pitching staff has been very good on the road. Their ERA of around 3.5 is third in the Texas League when playing away from Riders Field. 3-1 pitch. Reagans fits it on the top of the zone for a strike with a fastball, 3-2. The only problem is the Rough Riders have an almost 5.5 ERA at home, and in nine games have allowed 15 home runs at Riders Field. Reagans the payoff. Just inside with a changeup, didn't miss by much. Reagans wanted it, didn't get the call. And it's a walk. Puts runners at first and second with one out here in the fifth, and Chase Kalawig bats. Middle infield comes in, as well as Garcia, the Riders catcher, to go out and chat with Reagans. 4-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth inning. Sunshine pokes out again from behind the clouds. Again, not expecting storms to hit until around 4 o'clock today, so hopefully this will stay through the game and then the storms can hit after. Everyone's back to their regular positions. Chase Kalawig in from the left side. Two aboard. And one out. 4-1 Frisco. Reagan's ready from the stretch. And he deals. Pass ball, low of the zone. One ball, no strikes. The really accelerated offense for both teams at Riders Field is quite frankly because of the high winds that Frisco has seen in the month of April. Here's the set. And the 1-0 pitch. Hard grounder up the middle. Deflects off Reagan's glove. Right to Duran. The shortstop fields. He steps on the bag at second. Throws to first in time for the double play. And the Rough Riders are out of it here in the fifth. A 1-6-3 double play. At six is unassisted. And Cole Reagan's gets out of the jam once again. No runs on a hit. No errors. One runner left on base. Top six coming up. Rough Riders up 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders take their 4-1 advantage to the top of the sixth. Josh Stowers starts it off. Nick Heiberger from the set, he deals. Stowers takes a strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. Stover is hit by a pitch. She's 0-1 today. 0-1 pitch. Misses up high. One ball, one strike. Josh Stower is to be followed by David Garcia and Kellen Strom. 6-7 and 8 in the Riders' order. 1-1. Low off the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. Matt Milburn started this game, went four innings, allowing four runs, three of them earned on five hits. And Nick Heiberger pitched a 1-2-3 fifth in his first inning. He offers a swing and a miss from Stowers, and the count goes to 2-2. Heiberger making his eighth appearance on the season, a 4.35 ERA. The pitch is chopped weakly back to the hill. Heiberger fields, throws out Stowers at first. And there's one away.
Now batting number 13, David Garcia.
David Garcia hits now. Rough Riders up 4-1. Garcia 1-for-2. RBI single in the second. Ground out to short. Back in the third. The pitch. Off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Heiberger in his 10 and a third innings surrendered five runs. 1-0. Garcia swings, drills it out to deep left field. Goldberg back to the warning track, settles up right there and makes the catch. Two up, two down, five up, five down for Heiberger. Kellen Strom makes his way to the right-handed batter's box. 4-1 Frisco, top of the sixth inning. Righty's pitch. Sizzles outside. One ball, no strikes. As mentioned, Heiberger making his third appearance of the series. He went back-to-back in games 2 and 3. 1-0. This is down low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Wouldn't usually see that, but he only threw a third of an inning, getting the Rockhounds out of that crazy top of the ninth in game 3 when the Riders scored six runs. 2-0. On the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders were trailing 1-0, scored six runs in that top of the ninth to win 6-1. 2-1 pitch. Soft roller, third base side. Geloff cuts in front of the shortstop. Ironman fields, throws to first, and gets Kellen Strom. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion here in the sixth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Heiberger has really come in and clamped down on the Riders through his two innings of work. Bottom six coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to begin May with a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, which features a loaded promotional schedule. On Friday night, the Riders roll out FC Dallas night. Fans can come early to get their co-branded Riders FC Dallas scarves. Then on Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby at the Diamond, featuring racing-themed on-field games, giveaways, and more. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go! Cole Reagans misses down low and inside to Zach Geloff. 1-0. The next pitch is sent high in the air, deep to left field, but foul. And the The count goes to one ball and one strike. Cole Reagans pitching into the sixth for the first time this season, looking to become the first Riders pitcher to record an out into the sixth. 1-1. A high looper into shallow right field, dropping quickly and falls in for a base hit. Zach Geloff records the seventh hit for Midland. Snaps an 0-for-6 for Geloff. Jeremy Ironman, who has eaten Reagans alive today, stands in now. A double and a home run in his two trips. 4-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth. Infield up the middle, a double play depth. Reagans shakes off the first sign from Garcia, likes the second. He comes set. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders with 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. On the other side, 1 run, 7 hits, and 1 error for Midland. Reagans readies. Closed off from the stretch. 0-1. Hard chopper to third. Hare picks on to second. Out there, and they're not going to try and get the runner at first base. Justin Foscue just put it in his pocket on the high throw from Hare. Well, they get one. On the fielder's choice, that goes 5-4. Ironman aboard at first for Jordan Diaz. There is action out in the Riders' pen. A right-hander has started throwing. Looks like Seth Nordlund is up and going. Here's the pitch. First pitch curve at the top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Here's the set. And the offering in. Hard grounder, third baseline, past Trey Hare into the corner. Ironman around second, on his way to third. He's getting waved home. The relay is not made. Ball gets away back near the backstop. And Jordan Diaz moves all the way up to third. RBI double for Diaz. His fourth RBI of the series. Seventh RBI overall. And it's a two-run game now. One out here in the sixth inning. Jared Getter is going to let him go. Michael Goldberg, the batter. Already a season long by any Rough Riders pitcher, 5 1/3.
Buy one Domino's pizza and get one free. That's at the Game Time Grill or at the barbecue stand. Also at the barbecue stand, you can buy one Bush's chicken sandwich and get one free. That's at the barbecue stand and both of those locations.
Garcia goes out and chats with Reagans. Here's the look over his glove from the windup. Reagans delivers home. Fastball just high. 1 ball, no strikes. 4-2, Frisco leads now here in the bottom of the sixth. Reagans deals in. Bounces in the dirt, skips away all the way back to the backstop. Diaz comes in from third. For 3. Base is clear. 2 balls, no strikes. Rough Riders lead now diminished to 1 run. Here's the lefty's pitch. High and outside, 3-0. Reagans over the top of black glove, tips it over his cap. 3-0 pitch. Fastball low and inside, ball 4. And that's probably going to end the day for Cole Reagans. A 4-pitch walk. All eyes on Jared Getter to the top step of the Riders' dugout. And here he comes.
Catcher William Simonai.
Jared Getter is going to get Cole Reagans. What a job today by Reagans, battling, only allowing 1 run until he got to the sixth. Gettert makes the motion to go get the right-hander Nordlund from the bullpen, and he takes the ball from Reagans. Really strong start from Reagans, just unfortunate that it had to end the way it did. We'll introduce you to Seth Nordland when we come back. Rough Riders clinging now to a 4-3 advantage in the sixth inning with one out and a runner at first here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh my goodness! Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Nordland out of the Rough Riders bullpen, taking over for Cole Reagans, who's still responsible for the man at first, Michael Gulberg. Nordland from the stretch, and he delivers home to Simonite. Grounder up the middle. Nordland spears, throws on to second, and it's not in time. The runner Gulberg was going, and Nordland probably should have just thrown the ball to first base. He tried to get the runner at second to force it over there. It was a low throw. Foscue tried to pick it out of the dirt, and he could not do so. So everyone's safe. Fielder's choice, E1. And there are runners at first and second now. 4-3 game. Rough Riders lead it here in the bottom of the sixth with one out. And Jake Sunnelson, the batter. Right on right. Here's the set. And the pitch home. Low off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Seth Nordland is the right guy to be in this situation for Frisco. He has been flat out brilliant over his last few outings, even though he did allow two runs in his last time out here against these Rockhounds. The pitch is sent high in the air out to right field. Martinez tracing over near the line, foul territory. He watches it go into the berm in foul territory. One ball, one strike. Nordland, two appearances ago, had one of the most absolutely dominant performances you'll see. Four shutout innings, retiring all 12 batters he saw. And after throwing a first pitch ball, he threw 22 consecutive strikes. Here's the set. And the 1-1. High and inside, and it hits Suttleson. Hit him on the left arm. Base is loaded. Hit by pitch. Loads him up for Shane Selman in the nine spot. And it looks like Bobby Crosby is going to pinch hit for Selman. He brings in Devin Foyle. Now Selman is the right fielder. Devin Foyle will pinch hit, trying to ignite something here in the sixth inning with the bases loaded. A one-run game, 4-3, Frisco leads. Selman was 0-for-2 with two strikeouts and, quite frankly, didn't really look very comfortable at the plate. Foyle, in yesterday's game, went 1-for-4. He's been a big part of the middle of this order. Today, getting the day off for the first time and now just getting the start off, first five innings off. He's in from the left side against Nordland with the bases loaded. And Midland down by one. Right-hander's pitch. Fastball low. One ball, no strikes. Nordland, as mentioned earlier in this series, made an appearance. And he pitched well through his first two innings. The set and the 1-0. change in there for a strike on the inner edge, and it's 1-1. And then in his third inning of work, things kind of fell apart. Ended up walking a pair of guys and giving up a couple runs. 1-1. Low and inside. Didn't miss by much. Two balls, one strike. And looking for a ground ball here to get out of the inning. Infield the pole, but still in double play depth. Right-hander, first base side of the rubber, sets 2-1. Fouled at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Max Schumann is on deck. Foyle pinch hitting in the 9 spot. Nordlund, a deep breath. 2-2. High drive deep down the right field line. It hooks foul. Oh, boy. Onto the outfield berm. Had the home run distance, but a foul ball. Nearly a grand slam. Would have been the third grand slam that the Rough Riders have allowed in the last week and a half. They gave up 2 to Northwest Arkansas in consecutive days at home. Nordlund from the stretch. 2-2. Strike 3 called right on the outside corner. Big pitch from Seth Nordlund. Belt high fastball right on the outside edge, and he picks up his first strikeout.
Second baseman, Max Schumann.
2 outs, and here's Max Schumann. Cole Reagans waiting very anxiously in the Riders' dugout, looking on. He takes off his cap and wipes some sweat off his brow, rooting on Seth Nordlund with the bases loaded. He's responsible for the man at third, Gouldberg. Pitch home to Schumann. Swing and a miss. Good offering off the outside corner, 0-1. Rough Riders clinging to a 4-3 advantage. 2 in here in the bottom of the 6th. Nordlund looks in. The right-hander has his sign from Garcia. Glove comes to a stop at the belt. He kicks in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. Sunshine peeks out from the clouds again, soaking this field in bright sunlight. Day baseball here on a Sunday, series finale. Nordlund's 1-1. Fouled straight back. He's ahead in the count, 1-2. Schumann today, 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. He flew out to center to start the home half of the first. Nordlund readies, 1-2. Fouled away again into the netting right side above the first base dugout. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes still on Schumann. He's been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders all series long. Just 5 hits, but when he's been on base, he's been a terror. 4 steals, scored a bunch of runs. 1-2. Soft roller out to short. Duran charges, picks, throws on the run to first. In time to get him. What a huge play by Ezekiel Duran. Charging in, picking, throwing on the run while his momentum was carrying him towards the third base bag. The throw on to first, and he was just able to get Schumann, who can absolutely fly. Seth Nordlund gets out of the jam with the bases loaded and 1 out and doesn't surrender a run in the 6th. It's a 4-3 game. A Rough Riders lead as we go to the 7th on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the 7th.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness!
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.tv for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trey Hare starts it off for the Rough Riders in the top of the seventh. Frisco leading 4-3, and boy, what a job by Seth Nordlund in that sixth. First pitch bounces in there all the way back to the backstop, 1-0. 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders against Heiberger, back out for his third inning. Nordlund came in relief. Cole Reagans in that sixth. Here's the set. And the 1-0. Hare watches one down in the dirt again. Skips away from Simonite to his left. 2-0. First pitch was a roller back to him. He tried to go to second. Low throw. A throwing error allowed a runner to reach. And then he hit a batter. 2-0. Hare watches one outside. 3 balls, no strikes. To load the bases up. Just made it a little bit dramatic as he struck out Devin Foyle looking and got Max Schumann to ground out to short to get out of the inning. 3-0. High and tight, ball four. Leadoff walk for the Rough Riders. First base runner Heiberger has surrendered.
Now batting number one, J.P. Martinez.
J.P. Martinez into the left side for the Rough Riders now. He would love some insurance. One run lead doesn't feel too comfortable right now with that offense on the other side. Time called. Chris Smith, pitching coach, out of the dugout. There's a left-hander loosening out of the Rockhounds bullpen in right field.
It's a VIP Sports Getaway pitcher's mound visit. VIP Sports Getaway, the official transportation provider.
I think it's Dalton Sawyer. The Rockhounds have new uniforms this year. And their home uniforms are white with orange numbers. And it's pretty difficult to see the numbers from afar. Brand new logo this year. All new rebranding. As the Rockhounds are in their 50th season in franchise history here in Midland. This ballpark, Momentum Bank Ballpark, opened in 2002. There have been a lot of good players who have come through this franchise in its history. A lot of Hall of Famers. Martinez in from the left side. From the stretch. Here's the first pitch. Heiberger misses low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Some big-time names like Jim Edmonds, Darren Erstad, Troy Gloss. Those last two big parts of the 2002 championship team that the Angels had. Throw goes over to first. Hare wasn't even far enough away to do a full fall down onto first base as he kind of just reached down and touched it with his hand. Here's the set. 1-0 pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Houston Street, Barry Zito, Troy Percival, Mark McLemore. There have been some really big names. Hall of Famer Lee Smith was here. 2-0. Strike on the outside edge. 2 balls, 1 strike. Midland was originally an affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Then they were with the Angels for 14 seasons. 2-1. Down low in the dirt. Simonite blocks, and Trey Hare is caught in between second and first. Throw down to second. Throw back to first. Not in time. Hare able to slide safely back into first. He catches a break. 3 balls, 1 strike. 1999, they became an Oakland Athletics affiliate, and they've been affiliated ever since. There's the pitch. On the inside edge for a called strike, 3-2. When they were with the Cubs, they were known as the Midland Cubs. When they were with the Angels, they were known as the Midland Angels. But then, when they became affiliated with the A's, they became the Rockhounds. 3-2. Outside, ball four, and it's back-to-back walks to start things here in the seventh. 4-3, Rough Riders, top half of the seventh inning. Nicknamed the Rockhounds is a nickname for geologists, and it's a nod to the oil and gas industry that is prevalent here in the area in West Texas. Bobby Crosby out of the dugout, and he's going to go make a move. Nick Heiberger done after two solid innings, and then a tough start to this seventh, walking the first two batters that he faced. A call to the bullpen for the Rockhounds. We'll tell you more about the new pitcher when we come back. Rough Riders a 4-3 advantage here in the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders are back on the road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
New pitcher is Dalton Sawyer for the Midland Rockhounds in the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders clinging to a 4-3 advantage. They have two on with nobody out here in the sunshine and a day game to finish off this six-game series. Rough Riders looking to win the series 4-2 with a victory today. First man the left-hander Sawyer faces is Ezekiel Duran in the first pitch. Breaking ball poured in on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Duran has just missed three baseballs today. Three flyouts to the warning track in left field. Sawyer from the stretch, and the left-hander is 0-1. Duran takes inside. One ball and one strike. Nick Heiberger done after his two-plus innings. He's responsible for both men on the base paths right now. A couple walks to start things. Sawyer out of Minnesota. The 1-1. High line drive deep down the left field line and foul. Jumped all over it, but out in front. One ball, two strikes. Second appearance in this series for Sawyer. He went an inning and a third in game four. He comes set. Scoreless. 1-2. Breaking ball. Strike three call in the outside corner. Duran down looking. One out here in the seventh. Dustin Harris hits now. Harris a 1-for-3 day. Single back in the third. Trey Hare at second. J.P. Martinez at first. Riders lead 4-3, top of the seventh. Here's the left-hander's pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Overall this season, sixth appearance for Dalton Sawyer, a 2.35 ERA. 7 2/3 innings. He's allowed just two earned runs. 1-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes. 10 strikeouts over 7 2/3 innings. Now 11 strikeouts in 8 after striking out Duran. Here's the left-hander stretch. 2-0. Change up on the inside edge for a strike. 2-1. Wind continues to blow in from right field. That's the pole side for Harris. His one home run here in this series went to the opposite way. 2-1. He swings, comes up empty on a pitch off the outside corner. And it's 2-2. Rough Riders being out hit 8-5. Outscoring the Rockhounds, though, 4-3. Two two. Broken back grounder, foul, first baseline. Still two balls, two strikes. If Harris hadn't made contact with that ball, it might have hit him. It was so far inside. He comes up empty and gets a new baseball bat. David Garcia was trying to hand Harris a bat. Kellen Strom came in from out of the depths of the dugout and launched a bat at him. Harris wasn't looking. Kind of had to deflect it onto the ground, and then he picks up that one. A little too much energy there, Kellen. Came bounding out. He's back in the batter's box. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the set. And Sawyer issues home. Breaking ball, hit foul back behind home. Still 2-2. It's Kellen Strom for you. He said earlier that, of course, he wants to play. Of course, he wants to advance his career and get better and make it up to the big leagues. But he's just as happy playing the cheerleader role and rooting these guys on. He said he just loves being out here at the park. The pitch, check swing, and a breaking ball low and away in the dirt. And he was able to hold up. Count goes full at 3-2. That's what Kellen Strom does, brings the energy. Harris back in with two aboard and one out. His jersey billowing in the wind. 3-2. Breaking ball, hit foul on the ground, right side. Into the first base dugout, home of the Rockhounds. Still 3-2. Left on left. 3-2. Harris swings, skies it high in the air. Foul right side. And it's still three balls, two strikes. This season in limited time, lefties have had a tough time against Dalton Sawyer, hitting just 182 against him head-to-head. Righties, much better, 267. The pitch. A line drive hit well, deep to right field. Foyle going back, looking up. It's over his head all the way to the warning track. Hare getting waved around third. Martinez gets stopped. No relay to the plate. And Trey Hare comes in to score on an RBI double from Dustin Harris. His fourth double of the season, his 15th RBI. And the Rough Riders do add insurance. 5-3. They're out in front. Blaine Krim bats now. And the infield comes in with runners at second and third and one out. A two-run advantage for the Rough Riders. Midland trying to limit the damage. Krim is 2-for-3, a single, a home run, and a strikeout. First pitch, breaking ball, settles up high in the attic, and it's one ball and no strikes. Good spot for Krim to pick up a couple RBIs. A left-hander, the pinch. High chopper, third base side, and foul. 1-1. Martinez has excellent speed at third base. So a chance for him to score even on a ball that's hit not directly at somebody. 1-1. Hit on a line out to right field. Foyle going back. He's under it. Makes the catch. Martinez tags. He heads home with no throw. And it's a sack fly for Blaine Krim. 6-3. Rough Riders lead it. Well, Krim does the job. Picks up his second RBI today. His 13th on the season.
Now batting number 5, Justin Foscue.
Brings Justin Foscue up. Two outs now. Infield returns back. Harris remains at second base. Foscue is 1-for-2 today with a walk and a double. The pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. Outside corner, 0-1. Rough Riders manufacturing a pair of runs here in the seventh. RBI double for Dustin Harris. Sack fly, Blaine Krim. 0-1. Vosyu chops it foul over Jared Gettert, the third base coach and manager for the Riders. 0-2. Good to see Vosyu explode here in this series. Four doubles. Picked up seven hits. Average up above 300 now. Offering his way. Just low off the outside corner. 1-2. Left-hander Sawyer looks in. He comes set. 1-2 pitch. Inside. Simonite blocks. Two balls, two strikes. Sandro Fabian is on deck. The pinch hitting for Josh Stowers, and that's not a good sign. Stowers was hit by a pitch earlier in the game. 2-2. Inside, and it's three balls, two strikes now on Justin Vosyu. Both those runs that came in to score in this inning charged to Dalton Sawyer, by the way. Or I should say charged to Nick Heiberger. Sawyer on the mound now. Payoff pitch. High fly ball, deep and foul down the left field line.
That's a State Farm agent, Abraham Gutierrez. Foul ball.
Another one that had home run distance. Vosyu turned on it a little bit too much. Left-hander looks in. He has his sign and sets. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball high, ball four. Vosyu works his second walk of the day. He's aboard. Runners on first and second. And here's Sandro Fabian. Fabian pinch hitting for the designated hitter, Josh Stowers. Oh for 2 day with a hit by pitch for Stowers.
Your attention, please. Pinch hitting.
Fabian, a right-handed batter.
Number 20, Sandro Fabian.
Here's the set. And left-hander's pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Fabian got yesterday off as well. Last one 0-4 in game 4. 0-1. Takes low off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. He has a home run in this series. 3-for-4 day in game 2. One pitch from Sawyer. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls, one strike. Fabian signed as a free agent after participating in the Giants organization for years over the offseason by the Rangers organization. 2-1. Breaking ball flutters in there, top of the zone, a strike, 2-2. And he's been a wonderful part of this team this year. Harris leads from second, Vosyu from first. 2-2. High pop up in the infield. The first baseman, Jordan Diaz, under it in foul territory. And it's the catcher, Simonite, who makes the catch and crashes into Diaz, and Diaz is hurt. He's down on the ground, holding his face, writhing in pain, and hopefully he's all right. Oh, no. Simonite came in and looked like it went shoulder to face. Oh, you hate to see it. The athletic trainer, Nick Volker, is out there and attending to Diaz. We're going to head to a break. Hopefully he will be fine when we come back. Rough Riders, a 6-3 lead as they add two runs here in the seventh inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
All right. Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luckily, Jordan Diaz was able to get up on it, get off on his own power out of the field, holding his face. He's in the dugout being attended to right now. Ran into William Simonite, the catcher, going for a pop-up in foul territory. Took Simonite's shoulder to his face. Simonite's a big catcher at 6'4". So hopefully he's all right. 6-3 Rough Riders, home half of the seventh inning. Seth Nordland back out there. And the right-hander from the stretch deals home to Chase Calabui. A strike on the outside corner. Perfectly located fastball, 0-1. Well, Seth Nordland came out in relief of Cole Reagans in the sixth inning. 0-1. Grounder foul at the plate. 0-2. Nordland came on with one run in. And runners at second and third. 0-2. Chopper first base side right to Blaine Krim, who has it at first and takes it to the bag himself for the out. One away here in the seventh for Zach Geller.
Third baseman Zach Geller.
Bases got loaded after a runner reached on an error. And a hit by pitch, and then Nordland was able to get out of it. First offering. Geloff takes a strike outside corner, 0-1. A really good start, tarnished by that sixth inning for Cole Reagans, but still a decent final line. The pitch is sent high in the air and deep to left field. Harris back to the warning track. He's at the wall, and he leaps up, makes the catch up against the wall. What a catch by Dustin Harris, going all the way back to the wall, leaping up in the air, and right at the top of his leap, he pulled it in. It's about a 20-foot wall out there in left field, so it's not like he robbed a home run, but definitely took away extra bases. What a catch by Dustin Harris. For a man who's still learning the outfield, didn't start playing in the outfield until spring training this year over the course of his entire career. First pitch to Ironman, low and away, one ball, no strikes. That's a heck of a play from Harris. That looked gone off the bat from Geloff. The wind blew it back in. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good offering off the outside corner, 1-1. I'm sure Jeremy Ironman is not too thrilled to see anybody but Cole Reagans out there. Doubled and homered off of him. Nordland, deep breath, the 1-1. Ironman watches on the outside corner for a called strike, 1-2. Rough Riders up 6-3. Bottom half of the seventh inning, two outs, bases clear. Right-hander from the first base side of the rubber, the 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still one ball, two strikes. Rough Riders trying to get out of Midland with a series victory with a win today. And defense like that from Dustin Harris has been the calling card here in this series. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball. And there's the final out of the seventh inning. Seth Nordland with strikeout number two on the day. No runs in errors. Nobody left on base. Nice defense. Strikeout from Nordland. And the Rough Riders carry their 6-3 advantage to the top of the eighth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Help us celebrate Cinco de Mayo as the Riders wear their Copa de la Diversión jerseys for the first time this season on Thursday, May 5th, and take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Join the party with the Blue Northern Heart Seltzer Rally at the River. $25 gets you general admission to Thursday's game and into the largest Lazy River party in baseball with $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Heart Seltzers. And for the entire ballpark, half off all beer and wine. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the eighth inning and a new man out of the bullpen for the Midland Rockhounds. Juanison Charles takes over. The big right-hander who throws very hard comes out of the bullpen for the second time here in this series. The Dominican Republic native will face David Garcia, Kellen Strom, Trey Hare, bottom third of the order for the Riders. Up 6-3 in this series finale.
Frisco, number 13, David Garcia.
Juanison Charles, the fourth man on the hill, I should say, for the Rockhounds today. Charles, the right-hander. From the stretch, he fires home. Fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Charles, 6'4", 263 pounds, 25 years old, big man out of Bonny in the Dominican Republic. He sets, deals, swing and a miss. Garcia comes up empty, 0-2. Big fastball. Charles readies, 0-2. Soft tapper back behind home. Foul ball. Still 0-2. Charles didn't pitch in 2021. Ended it all the way up to AA Midland in 2019, just for 9 appearances, though. Making his way back here in 2022. He didn't pitch last year due to an undisclosed injury. Garcia calls time, steps out. Right-hander dangles the ball to his right side. Gets his sign, sets, in the 0-2. High off the outside corner, 1-2. Rough Riders return home after this series for a 6-game set with the Arkansas Travelers starting on the third. That's on Tuesday, 1-2. Soft grounder up the middle, shortstop Ironman to his left. He fields, slings it on to first, and gets Garcia. One away. On the first base side of second base, ranging over and making the play. Kellen Strom, the batter now for the Rough Riders. 0-2, he's reached on a walk. 6-3 Rough Riders, top of the eighth. Charles delivers. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. 6 games against Arkansas, the Mariners affiliate. And then it's on the road for 6 games against the Dodger-affiliated Tulsa Drillers. 0-1. Off the outside edge, 1-1. May is a very home-heavy month for the Rough Riders. In fact, May and August are the only 2 months where they have 3 home series. The pitch, just missed off the outside corner. 2-1. After Tulsa, it's Corpus Christi and San Antonio coming in for a 12-game homestand. A 12-game homestand to begin August as well. 2-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 2-2 on Strong. Rough Riders up by 3 here in the 8th. Rough Riders' only 2-week road trip of the season at Wichita and at Amarillo beginning of June. 2-2. High and inside, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Another good plate appearance by Strom, seeing a lot of pitches. Charles, 3-2. Swinging a foul off of Simonite. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Trey Hare waits on deck for the Rough Riders. Charles closed off from the stretch, the payoff pitch. Fouled back. Strom just caught a piece, and it's still 3-2. Chase Lee warming out in the Rough Riders bullpen. He'll come in for most likely the 8th and the 9th innings, if all goes well. Payoff pitch. Strom fouls it away again. Off to the right side. Still 3-2. Good day for the Rough Riders offensively again. 6 runs. Payoff pitch. Strom takes strike 3, call to the knees in the outside corner. 2 outs. Charles with his first strikeout. Trey Hare makes his way to the plate.
Now batting number 11, Trey Hare. The Bud Light beer batter.
Hare walked and scored back in the 7th. He's been productive all 3 times up. That walk, a sack bunt. RBI ground out in the 2nd. First pitch. Swings, comes up empty on a pitch on the outside corner, 0-1. Six runs, 6 hits, an error for the Rough Riders. Midland, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error today. 0-1 pitch. High and outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. As Charles let that one go with some serious fervor. His arms flailing up in the air as he let it go. 1-1 pitch. High and outside. A little bit more subdued this time. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rough Riders will have about a 5-hour bus trip home after this game today. And they'll have tomorrow off. 2-1 on the way to Trey Hare. He swings, sends it high in the air, deep to left field. Goldberg back to the warning track. He's under it. And he makes the catch. Side retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the 8th. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders leading 6-3 as we go to the last of the 8th here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip back into their bullpen. They pluck Chase Lee out. Place him on the mound here in Midland. Rough Riders leading 6-3. Third pitcher used by Frisco today. Final line for Seth Nordlund, inning and two-thirds shutout. Struck out two, didn't allow a base runner. The pitch is grounded up the middle, right to the second baseman, Foscue, who flings it high onto first, but Diaz running slowly out of the box. Krim leaves the bag, jumps up in the air, grabs it, lands down on the bag, and there's out number one. Michael Goldberg bats now. Chase Lee, one pitch, one out. Another right-handed batter to deal with. Right-handed sidearm tosser, Chase Lee. He fires home outside with a four-seam fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Four-seam, two-seam slider for Chase Lee. That four-seam is a new pitch for him. The 1-0. Strike on the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike, and he'll usually throw it elevated. Likes the two-seam down, four-seam up. Slider anywhere and everywhere. 1-1. High pop-up, right side, foul out of play. 1-2. Cole Reagan started this game for the Rough Riders. His final line, 5 1/3, 3 runs on 8 hits. Struck out 5, walked 2. Longest Rough Riders starting outing this year, 5 1/3 innings. 1-2. Way outside with the slider, and it's 2-2. Chase Lee has been about as good as you can possibly be out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders this year. He sets deals. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider off the outside corner. And Chase Lee strikes out his first. Two up, two down here in the eighth inning. Rough Riders leading 6-3. And William Simonite makes his way in. Chase Lee, 7 outings. This is his eighth. He has not allowed a run. The pitch. Front door slider missed. 1 ball, no strikes. Not only has he not allowed a run, he's allowed just 3 hits and 3 walks over his 9 innings with 11 strikeouts. He sets. 1-0. In there for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1. 9 innings. He's picked up 3 saves. Opponents are just hitting 103 off of him. 1-1. Slider hits softly out to second on one hop. Takes a weird hop on Foscue. Off to his right side, and an infield single for William Simonite. Whoa. It was off the fist. A little looper out towards second. Foscue was ranging over, waiting for it to bounce. It did bounce, and then took a left turn on him and went right by him as he reached out with a bare hand and couldn't grab it. Whole lot of English on that baseball, and Jake Suttleson bats now. Actually, no, it's Kyle McCann as they pinch hit for him. McCann pinch hitting for Suttleson to try and get a left-hander in there.
For Jake Suttleson, number 16, Kyle McCann.
Chase Lee is deadly against righties. Pinch hitter here in the eighth. The offering home, a swing and a miss, and an elevated fastball, and it's 0-1. That's just the fourth hit allowed this season for Lee. Offering it, foul away into the netting left side, 0-2. Lee, extremely smart young man. He was an aerospace engineer at Alabama. He looks in for his sign and comes set. 0-2. Inside. Nearly caught a piece. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Very hard on himself as well, and he said he tries to get righties out. Tries to not allow lefties to do much damage to him right now. 1-2 outside, 2-2. He's still trying to figure out where the ball is going at this juncture in the season and kind of the best way to attack. Right-hander from the stretch. 2-2. Slider just outside. Didn't miss by much. 3-2. Furuzuna is loosening out in the Riders' pen, so this might be a situation where Lee just goes one inning instead of the two. 3-2. Runner goes. Strike three called. Right on the outside corner. He got him. Second strikeout for Chase Lee, and he allows just the infield single. No runs, a hit, no errors, one runner left on. Top nine coming up. Rough Riders leading 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Come be in the presence of some of the best to contribute to Texas Rangers baseball every Wednesday at Riders Field. New this year, Texas baseball legends give fans the chance to meet some of the best names in the game. On Wednesday, May 4th, Bally Sports Southwest's Emily Jones will be in attendance for a meet and greet.
Let's go down and say hello to Emily Jones, Emily.
Check out our approved Texas baseball legends list online and find out more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine of the Rough Riders trying to add on against Wanda St. Charles. 6-3 advantage for Frisco. Trying to escape Midland with a series victory. They lead 3-2 currently in the series. Top of the order, J.P. Martinez, Ezekiel Duran, Dustin Harris due up against Charles, who went 1-2-3 in the eighth inning against the bottom third of the order. Charles has been very good against the Rough Riders in this series. Not very good overall this season. Charles entered in with a 21.94 ERA. J.P. Martinez in from the left side against Charles. First pitch. I popped foul out of play, 0-1.
That's a favor from agent Abraham Gutierrez.
Tough thing for Charles has been the control. 5 1/3 innings, 9 walks for the right-hander. Didn't seem to plague him much in the eighth. Sitting down the Riders in order. Closes off, and the 0-1. Bounces down in the dirt. Ball and strike. Throws very hard. He'll be up in the triple digits even. But sometimes doesn't always know where it's going. 1-1 pitch to Martinez. Down low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rough Riders, 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Rockhounds, 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. 2-1. Martinez swings, takes it foul back behind home. 2-2. Rough Riders had a very successful month of April, going 13-7, looking to start May off undefeated. Always nice when you have that long road trip home. 2-2. Grounded out to second. To his left, Schumann has it. Fields throws under first and gets Martinez. One out in the ninth for Ezekiel Duran. Always makes that bus trip home a little bit better when you end it on a win. Rough Riders have not picked up a win on Sunday yet this year. They're 0-2, both of those games being at home. Here's the set. And the offering home to Durant. He takes high and tight, 1-0. Rough Riders ended their lone road series with a win in San Antonio, but that series ended with a doubleheader on Saturday because of Easter Sunday. 1-0. Durant peels back out of the way of a high and inside fastball, and it's two balls, no strikes. First Sunday road game for Frisco this season. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball, inside corner for a strike. He front doored him, and Durant bailed out on it. Can't blame him after those two high and tight ones. 2-1. Credit to Midland, they've had good crowds this series. 2-1. Soft tapper foul off to the right side. 2-2. Nothing has changed here in this game today, though it's thinned out just a bit. Pretty good series, pretty good attendance here today, and had nearly 6,000 in a couple games throughout the set. 2-2. Inside, nearly took out his hip. Three balls, two strikes, as that's the third pitch that's missed badly. And I don't think it's anything personal against Durant. It's just that that's been the story for Wanda St. Charles all season. He comes set. And time called. Durant wipes some sweat off of his brow on his right sleeve. Now stands back in. Charles from the stretch. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider.
Texas first strikeout, number 5.
His first strikeout. Got him down low, and Dustin Harris hits now.
Number 57, Dustin Harris.
Harris 2-for-4. RBI double his last time up. 5-up, 5-down for Charles in relief. 2 outs here in the ninth. The pitch. Harris takes low off the outside corner in the dirt. 1 ball, no strikes. 6-3 Rough Riders. Top half of the ninth. Here's the set. And the righty's pitch. Chopper foul right side. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. It's crazy with the pitch clock. Everything is sped up so much. And in a normal baseball game, this would be an extremely fast game. We're at 2 hours and 26 minutes right now. 1-1. A strike in the outside corner, and it's 1-2. With the pitch clock, it feels like this game is even, dare I say, dragging a bit. Kind of crazy. Here's the set. 1-2 home. High off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. It sounds spoiled, but we played a lot of quick games, especially here in this series. Played 213 last night, 205 three nights ago. 2-2. Harris swings, chops it foul right side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. So pardon us if we sound spoiled, but it's been some fast baseball ever since this pitch clock has been instituted. Krim waiting on deck if we get that far here in the top of the ninth. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out. So a couple strikeouts for Wanda St. Charles in a 1-2-3 ninth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rough Riders a 6-3 lead. And they'll try to win the series with Furo Zuna on the mound when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities. Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, and Fur Ozuna out for the Rough Riders on the hill. Rough Riders leading 6-3. Looking to lock this baby down. Devin Foyle, Max Schumann, Chase Calaboy, the 3-2 up, 9-1-2 for the Midland Rockhounds. Fur Ozuna has been really good for the Rough Riders. Right-hander from the stretch. He deals home to the lefty. Foyle swings, grounds it out to second. Foscue, banana routes it, picks, throws on the run, and gets him. One pitch, one out. Max Schumann hits now.
Second baseman, Max Schumann.
Ozuna in his second season with the Rough Riders. He has been lights out this year. Seven appearances, a 1.59 ERA. He's 2-0. 11 and a third innings, 14 strikeouts to three walks. Pitch to Schumann is off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. 128 opponent batting average against Ozuna this year. 1-0. Low and away, two balls, no strikes. He has been so good. Last year, ran out of gas down the stretch. Here's the set. And the 2-0 pitch. Fastball high and tight, 3-0. And it's hard to remember sometimes that that was his first full season pitching. All said and told, a very good season for him. But he has been so much better this year. As the pitch sizzles in, a strike at the top of the zone. Three balls and one strike on Schumann. Rough Riders turn into their fourth pitcher today. 3-1. High fly ball to right. Martinez going back. He turns around, reaches up. It's over his head and all the way to the wall. Schumann can fly. He's around second, on his way to third. No relay. Stand-up triple for Max Schumann. Martinez, I think, was fooled a little bit at how hard that ball was hit as he went back initially off to his right side and then had to twist around and look over his left side, reached up, and it was over his head. Chase Calaboy bats now, one out. And a runner at third. Riders leading 6-3. Offering home. Fits on the outside corner. Backdoor slider for a strike. 0-1. Ozuna, third base side of the rubber, sets. He deals. Breaking ball again in there for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Riders would love a clean inning outside of the triple. 0-2. Down low and inside. One ball, two strikes. One for 4 day for Calaboy. Cole Reagan started this game strong through 5 1/3 innings. The pitch is pop foul out of play. Back behind home. Still one ball, two strikes. Seth Nordlund win a scoreless inning in 2/3. Chase Lee with a runless inning. For Ozuna. The pitch is grounded foul at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. Infield back, they'll give up the run for an out. Why not with a three-run advantage? 1-2. Grounded out to second. They'll do just that. Right to Foscue. He gloves. On to first. And it's in time. But a run does come in to score. Not going to miss that horn when we go back to Frisco. RBI ground out for Chase Calaboy. Two outs and Zach Gelof is the batter. 6-4. Rough Riders lead it. First pitch. In there for strike one. 0-1. Frisco leading by two now. Ozuna from the stretch. The 0-1. On the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Wind still blowing in from right field. Midland down to their final strike in this series. 0-2 pitch. Fouled back by Geloff. Still no balls, two strikes. Geloff 1-for-4 today. He was robbed by Dustin Harris in the seventh inning on a nice catch at the wall. Leaping high in the air and plucking it just off the fence. 0-2. Just low off the outside corner. Ball and two strikes. Infield the pole. Outfield straight up. Ozuna, the 1-2 pitch on the way to Geloff. Fouled away, right side. Still 1-2. Geloff bounces in his stance, holding the bat skyward. Here's the 1-2. Slider hit in the air down the left field line, drops in there, rolling in towards the corner. Harris cuts it off. Geloff around first, on his way to second. The throw is late. A double for Zach Geloff. Two-out runner in scoring position, and the tying run, and Jeremy Ironman comes to the plate. Boy, Zach Geloff can really swing it. He has been incredibly impressive, the number three prospect in the A's organization. Another two-hit day. He's 9-for-27 in this series. It's a 333 average. First pitch on the way to Ironman. Check swing, strike. Fastball outside corner, 0-1. Ironman's not a guy you want to mess around with. He has four homers this year, including one in this game. Ozuna readies. 0-1. Outside. One ball, one strike. Missed with the slider. Midland does have a man warming up in their bullpen just in case. Frisco's bullpen is quiet. Ozuna with the 1-1. A liner into right field, in there for a base hit. Geloff around third. He comes in to score with no throw, and it's a one-run game. RBI single, Jeremy Ironman. And now Garcia goes out and chats with Ozuna. And Jeff Andrews emerges from the dugout, Riders pitching coach for the first time tonight. And he's going to go out and chat with his right-hander. Ozuna had been so good this year. A triple that probably should have been caught out in right field by Martinez on a bad route. Started things off with one out. RBI ground out from Chase Kalawick for the second out. Double from Zach Geloff. Jeremy Ironman drove him in with an RBI single. Quick trip for Jeff Andrews as he's back to the Riders' dugout. And now it's Jordan Diaz. 12 hits today for Midland. Riders still leading 6-5. Midland has had a ton of opportunities tonight. Or today, I should say. Midland just 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position, including that Ironman single. They've stranded 8 today. Pitch to Diaz. He swings and misses, and a good pitch down low and inside, 0-1. Diaz with an RBI double back in the 6th inning. He's 1-for-4 today. Big spot for Ozuna, righty-righty. He comes set. 0-1 toss. Diaz chops it foul, third baseline, and Ozuna is ahead. No balls, two strikes. Midland once again down to their final strike. He had Geloff 0-2 before Geloff doubled. Eventually on a 1-2 pitch. Ozuna, 0-2 toss. Just low off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Did not miss by much. 1-2. A right-hander from the stretch with a glove up near the chin. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Riders take the game. They take the series. Frisco victorious 6-5 as they hang on down the stretch and they take down the Midland Rockhounds. Rough Riders with a 4-2 series win, a 6-5 win in the finale, and Frisco moves to 14-7 and 1-0 in the month of May. We'll break it down for you on the Riders postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back in Midland, Texas, Rough Riders win the series finale by a final score of 6-5 over the Midland Rockhounds. Zach Bigley back with you here on the postgame show. Happy to have you as Frisco moves to 14-7 with the victory today. 6-5, the Rough Riders win it. Six runs on six hits and one error today for the Rough Riders. They stranded six on the base paths for the Rockhounds. A whole lot of opportunities. Five runs, 12 hits, one error, and they stranded nine on the base paths. The win to Cole Reagans today as he goes 5 1/3. It's the longest start by any Rough Riders pitcher this year. He moves to 1-1 on the season. The loss to Matt Milburn as he falls to a record of 1-2 on the season. So Rough Riders come into Midland, take 4 of 6. Oh, Furuzuna, by the way, has the save as well here in this game. It's a big save for him, even though he surrendered a couple runs in the game. Final game time is still being calculated. Huh? The box score is finalized, but there's no game time in there. I'll tell you, it's around 2 hours, 40 minutes. Somewhere around there. Yep, 2:38. So that's our final game time as it just populated. Furuzuna picks up his second save of the year. The Rough Riders got on the scoreboard first in this one with 3 runs in the second inning. RBI single from David Garcia. A run came into score when Kellen Strom bounced back to the hill, and the pitcher Matt Milburn tried to throw home to get Justin Foscue, but it was a wild throwback to the backstop. An error allowed Foscue to score to make it 2-0. And Trey Hare drove in Garcia from third with an RBI ground out to make it 3-0. Rough Riders increased their lead to 4-0 with a solo home run from Blaine Prim in the third to right field. And then back came Midland with 1 run in the bottom half of the fifth inning on a Jeremy Ironman solo home run, and 2 in the bottom of the sixth on an RBI double from Jordan Diaz, and a run that came into score on a wild pitch as Diaz crossed home to make it a little bit of a closer ball game at that point. Rough Riders did not give it up, though, as they were leading 4-3. They added on with a couple runs in the seventh on a Dustin Harris RBI double and a sacrifice fly from Blaine Krim to increase their lead to 6-3. And then two runs came in the bottom half of the ninth inning for the Rockhounds, and an RBI ground out from Chase Kalawig and an RBI single from Jeremy Eierman. But it was not enough as the Rough Riders hang on and win it 6-5 over the Rockhounds in the final game of this series. I'll tell you what's going on in the Texas League, update you on what's happening in the Rangers organization, and then tell you what's next for the Rough Riders when we come back. Riders 6-5 victory. More post-game show action coming on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Midland and Momentum Bank Ballpark one final time. The Rough Riders with a victory today, 6-5 over the Midland Rockhounds. Let's take a look at the rest of the Texas League. Arkansas hosting Wichita. We'll see the Travelers next for a six-game series starting on Tuesday at home. Wichita trying to take the last two games of that set, and they're up 4-3 in the top of the eighth. Man, Wichita started 0-5 on the season. They've really rebounded since, going 12-3 and trying to go 13-3 in their last 16 games. San Antonio hosting Springfield, and the Cardinals a 4-0 lead thanks to a four spot in the second. They're in the bottom half of the fifth inning at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Top seven at Arvest Ballpark, Northwest Arkansas out in front of Amarillo, 5-2 in the state of Arkansas. And that's going to do it for the Texas League scores. In terms of the Texas Rangers organization, AAA Round Rock visiting Salt Lake, and Round Rock up 6-2 as they play in the top half of the sixth inning. And IA Hickory just starting against Greenville right now as they have a 5 o'clock first pitch on the Eastern time zone, while Carolina, they beat Down East in extra innings earlier today at Granger Stadium at 6-4, the final out there in Kinston, North Carolina. As for the Texas Rangers, they're trying to get back-to-back wins for just the second time this season, and they're currently up on the defending World Series champions, the Atlanta Braves, 7-2 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. And a chance to take their first series over a defending World Series champion since 2018, when they beat the Astros following their 2017 World Series championship. Really good to see them getting the offense going as they've kind of nickel and dimed the Braves for seven runs. And they're in the bottom half of the sixth inning at Globe Life Field. Well, I mentioned we'd tell you what's going on with the Rough Riders coming up. They return home for a six-game series with the Arkansas Travelers, the Seattle Mariners affiliate, starting on May 3rd. That's on Tuesday, and we hope to see you out at Riders Field. It's going to be a really fun week. We are really excited for all the promotions that we have going forward, and including on Tuesday, starting with Silver Sluggers. On Wednesday, it'll be Star Wars Day on May the 4th. Be with you with Emily Jones as part of our Texas Baseball Legends Wednesday. Emily Jones, part of the Bally Sports coverage for the Rangers. We'll have our first Los Quesos Frisco game on Thursday with a free koozie giveaway to the first 1,500 fans as it's Cinco de Mayo, and also Rowdy at the River. And then on Friday, we'll have FC Dallas night with a co-branded scarf giveaway to the first 1,500 fans. We'll have Derby at the Diamond for Kentucky Derby Day on Saturday, and then it finishes out with Mother's Day coming up on Sunday with a wine bottle holder giveaway for the first 1,000 moms. So it should be a really fun week. We hope to see you out there at Riders Field as the Rough Riders take on the Travs after taking two of three games for the Travs on the opening weekend in Frisco to begin the season. That's going to do it for us for the Rough Riders. What a series it was here in Midland. They take 4 of 6 in Momentum Bank Ballpark, and they take this series finale by a final score of 6-5. On behalf of everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders, my name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up this evening, I guess this afternoon. We'll talk to you on Tuesday as Chris Jarrett will join me back on the broadcast for that 6-game series against the Travs. We're looking forward to it. Hope you enjoy the off day tomorrow, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks for listening to this production of Rough Riders Baseball here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.